I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The arrival of Paul Goldschmidt, it's the acquisition of a superstar MVP caliber player. It's putting him into the lineup that has desperately needed a player like that. It is, does he hit second behind Carpenter? Does he hit third? Does he hit fourth? The effect on the defense, the effect of Matt Carpenter and Jose Martinez not playing first base. Just having him around, making the move in an offseason that's been so quiet, he, to me, is the story.
Yeah, I think he makes us better defensively, period. Cardinals haven't had a legitimate first baseman since Albert, all right?
When was the last spring coming off of an acquisition of this magnitude?
We haven't had it.
I mean, not an offseason acquisition,
yeah,
right? Because,
no.
I mean, was it Berkman? Was it...
Yeah.
Everything else, for the most part, was it Beltran?
But both
of those guys were kind of great players, great guys, but
at the
tail
end of
their career.
Yeah.
And you knew it was a 1 or 2 year deal. And yeah.
Yeah, I think this situation is just ideal. You touched on something that I think is interesting. 2-spot, 3-spot in the order. I think that, to me, that would be my storyline. And I think that there is no one answer. Because I think this lineup gives Mike Shildt more flexibility than what we've seen in the past. I think the 2-spot's going to be very, very intriguing, because if you had a guy who could run the bases and steal bases, it'd even be better. But I think in this case...
Yeah, well, Paul Goldschmidt can.
Yeah. Yeah. So
I don't know if he's going to be... green light all the time, but
yeah,
he can do that.
But I mean, I just think overall, hitting behind Carp and guys that have to hit behind Goldschmidt, I just think there's a dynamic we just haven't seen in a while. And, you know, I'll tell you a guy who's going to get some looks up near the top. I think Colton Wong might have some swings at the top. He can do some things. If he swings the bat and goes the other way, when they pitch him away, he's going to be pretty tough to get out. So I think that there's just so much flexibility with this lineup. Just like you just mentioned, Dex hitting seventh. I mean, I don't know if Dex has ever hit seventh in his life, but that's a great spot to hit in. You know, maybe he's a two-hitter. I mean, there are just so many different combinations you can use. But going back to your original point, I think Goldschmidt just makes us a better team and defensively for sure, and just his versatility offensively makes us a better team.
Yeah, Fowler's healthy and is getting that 360, 370 OBP. He'd be an awesome two-hitter. I think that's what everyone thought when they acquired him. You know, we talked about him and Carpenter at the top of the order, but if you have that kind of on-base percentage between Carpenter and then Fowler, and then you have Goldschmidt and Ozuna, 3-4, that's the potential to score a lot of runs and to score runs in different ways, not just rely on Matt Carpenter's solo home runs, you know?
No, but here's that's a good point you make, which means Matt Carpenter and some other guys have to be better base runners, okay? We can't sit on a 3-run homer and wait for that. Guys are going to have to be able to score from first. Guys are going to have to be able to run the bases better. And how they do that, we're just going to have to wait and see, because I think we're going to be more aggressive running the bases. And if you're not part of it, then maybe you don't play.